This is the local VK5 news segment. And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning. This is Keith, VK5OQ, from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Next weekend, the 23rd and 24th of November, is the Spring VHF-UHF Field Day Contest. Contacts between portable stations and home stations count, as well as portable-to-portable contacts, of course. So even if you can't get out portable, contacts with portable stations will be appreciated. The contest starts at 11:30 South Australian time on Saturday and ends at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday. Hope to hear you on the bands 6 metres and up. This has been Keith, VK5OQ, for the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
And now from Wison, SA.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and shortwave listeners. This is VK5 LSB and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of the WISO Australian Committee. The next WISO Australia social get-together will be held on Saturday the 23rd of November and will be held down at the Scouts SA Adventures Activity Centre, which is located at Anderson Avenue, North Gunnerg. So save the date, Saturday the 23rd of November, with doors opening at 09:30 hours into your diaries and calendar now so you don't miss out on this event. Guest speaker on the day will be Miss Zoe Marriott, State Manager, Disaster Relief Australia, and also Mr. Michael Ball, National Technology Manager for Disaster Relief Australia, regarding the organisation and also presenting a great opportunity and possible involvement of WISO Australia and our wonderful volunteers with a partnership agreement being formed between the two organisations. Following on from the presentation will be an open forum debrief on the Barossa Rally and Shannon's Adelaide Rally, and what worked well and what didn't, and how we can continue to improve our service to the community. The meeting will be televised live via Zoom by Arno VK5ZOR, who is our Senior Technical Officer, to all WISO members, and those that are listed on the WISO Australia email contact list, for the benefit of those persons that are unable to attend the meeting in person. An email will be sent to you soon with an invite and attached link so that you're able to log into the Zoom broadcast live on the day. The day will finish off with a free complimentary barbecue sausage sizzle, soft drinks, etc. And no amateur or guest will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. Doors open around 09:30 hours on the day and we look forward to your attendance on the day at the next social get-together that will be held on Saturday 23rd November. We thank Scouts SA for providing the excellent facilities for our use. The Shannon's Adelaide Rally was held over the 8th to the 10th of November across the Adelaide Hills region, which was last weekend. WISO SA and its highly professional and skilled volunteer ham radio operators provided radio communications and logistics support for this event across the 3 days, which involved 30 stages across the 3 days. The WISO Australian Committee and the Shannon's Adelaide Rally organisers, along with the rally participants, would like to say thank you to all our wonderful WISO Australian volunteers, ham radio operators, who provided their time, skills and equipment, which made this event such a great success. And we could not have done it without you, so give yourselves a big pat on the back, as it's just deserved by all. WISO Australian volunteers utilised the Adelaide Link Repeater Network for all 30 stages of the rally across the weekend, and the Adelaide Link Repeater Network performed faultlessly across the 3 days and across all stages, and we hope that we didn't inconvenience our fellow amateur radio operators across the 3 days by utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network. If we did inconvenience you, then we do apologise to you personally for the inconvenience that we may have caused you at the time. The committee members of WISO Australia and the organisation's volunteers wish to say thank you to the Adelaide Link Repeater Network designers and builders of the network, VK5HSV, Mr. Dean McGinty, and VK5NRV, Mr. Shane Toole, for creating such a great network of repeaters for the amateur radio community. Across all stages of the rally, and most of the communications performed on the simplex frequencies between start, finish, and SOS points, and this enabled the Link Repeater Network to be freed up for other users and for coordination between the stages and rally control, which is located at Wavell Showgrounds. This has been Dave with VK5LSB, and on behalf of the WISO Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening, and looking forward to volunteering alongside you all at the next event or chatting to you at the WISA SA social get-together on the 23rd November 2024 down at the Scout Centre for Rex Activities located at Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North, with doors opening around 09:30 hours. Cheers and stay safe all, 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everyone, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be next Friday, the 22nd of November, and it will be a Tech Night presentation by Keith, VK5OQ, and he will be telling us all about switch mode power supplies. So get to the Modbury West Community Hall at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And off-street parking and refreshments are all available on the night. Now, as you probably know, this month has got five Fridays in it. And as usual, we always have a fifth Friday lunch. However, this year, we will be combining the fifth Friday lunch with the North East Radio Christmas dinner. And this will be held at the Gully Public House and Garden, which is at 1349 North East Road, Tea Tree Gully. So get there at 12 noon and join in the fun for our last lunch for 2024. And that's Friday, the 29th of November, and it will be at the Gully Public House. So hope everybody can have a good time at our Christmas dinner. Well, that's all for this time. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. First up this week, we extend congratulations to long-time club member Gary, VK5JR, for experiencing probably the most exciting few hours of his amateur radio life. On Tuesday the 5th of November, he was at the radio using his fairly minimal 6-metre setup on FT8. That was 100 watts and a 4-element Yagi. All of a sudden, he noticed a very rare European station on his display. What followed had Gary doing dervish-type dances around the house for several days. He ended up working 15 countries in Europe while completing a total of 47 QSOs, many of which he now has confirmation of via Logbook of the World. Many of the Big Gun VK stations did not hear a thing, as the opening appears to have been over a very narrow path, almost direct to Gary's home here in Mount Gambier. Included in the tally of contacts were a station in Estonia, one in Kyrgyzstan, and one in the Isle of Guernsey. Well done, Gary. The 2024 legend of the Lakes Hill Climb is now history, and yet again Dan Day came out on top after breaking the trek record 4 times over the weekend. No one else seems to be able to get closer than a couple of seconds to him. Our group, which numbered just over 20 people on the Saturday, performed flawlessly, which resulted in the Southeast Automobile Club yet again serving up a fantastic event. With a field of 150 cars, it ran like clockwork, except for the few delays caused by cars spinning out or hitting barriers and leaving debris on the course, all of which was dealt with quickly and efficiently by the clean-up crews, thanks to our timely calls of incidents. Saturday ended up being a 14-hour day for most of us, but we completed the removal of all cabling, radios and video cameras, etc. by 12 noon on the Monday, thanks to those who turned up at 9 a.m. Well done to all. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Last Friday night, we had our November meeting with a presentation from Tony, VK3JED, on the M17 digital voice mode. A big thanks to Tony for presenting, and if you missed it, the presentation is available on the AREG website. Coming up next is AREG's next Project Horus high-altitude balloon launch. We're currently targeting a launch date of Sunday the 1st of December, with our usual launch time of 10 a.m. This will be from either Mount Barker or Auburn, with the launch site to be decided closer towards the launch date. As we're getting into summer, there's a good chance the launch could be delayed due to high temperatures or fire danger. This launch will feature a new crossband repeater payload, allowing amateur radio operators around the state to communicate via the balloon. This will have an input on the 2-metre band and an output on the 70-centimetre band, and should be accessible across the state using just a handheld radio. Along with this, we'll be flying a new imagery payload, along with some other experiments. As usual, you can find details on this launch, including all the information on how to access the crossband repeater, on our website, areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Hi all, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. On Thursday, the 28th of November 2024, at our new club rooms at Hastings Street, Seaford, we'll be holding our annual general meeting. Club rooms will open at 6:30 p.m. through to 9 p.m. Please attend, and we hope to see you on the night at Hastings Street, Seaford. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.